Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, coming at you live from my messy desk, don't judge. Because let's face it, life's a little chaotic sometimes, right? And you know what fuels that chaos? Saying yes to everything. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like there is just not enough time in the day for everything you want to do, everything people expect of you? Well, I'm here to tell you, my friend, it's time to reclaim your power and learn to say no. Not because we're selfish jerks, although sometimes it feels good. But because saying no is the foundation for setting healthy boundaries, those invisible lines that protect our time, energy, and sanity. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the art of saying no and building those boundaries like a Spartan warrior building their defenses. Now, I know what you're thinking. Saying no sounds harsh, right? But it doesn't have to be. It's about being respectful and assertive, not rude or aggressive. Think of it as self-preservation, like putting on your own oxygen mask first before helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. First things first. Understand that saying no is a gift, both to yourself and the other person. It allows you to prioritize what truly matters, so you can show up fully for the things and people you value most. When you consistently say yes when you mean no, it leads to burnout, resentment, and ultimately, a whole lot of unhappiness. Saying no allows you to protect your time and energy, giving yourself space to recharge and pursue what brings you joy. Second, learn to recognize those sneaky boundary breakers, the people who constantly ask for favors, the projects that drain your energy, the commitments that leave you feeling overwhelmed. Pay attention to how certain situations make you feel. If it's a constant tug of war between your needs and everyone else's, it might be time to politely but firmly decline. Third, practice those no muscles. Start small, decline an extra task at work, say no to that social event you don't really want to attend, or politely refuse the friend's request if it clashes with your plans. Remember, saying no doesn't have to be a dramatic declaration. A simple and sincere, "I appreciate the offer, but I can't commit to that right now," can work wonders. Fourth, don't feel obligated to explain yourself. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for why you're saying no. Keep it short, sweet, and polite. A simple "thanks, but I'm not able to do that" is usually enough. Over-explaining can lead to guilt trips or pressure to change your mind, so keep it brief and stick to your decision. Finally, remember that learning to say no is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and don't beat yourself up when you slip up. Just like any new skill, it requires effort and consistency. Think about the last time you felt overwhelmed and stressed. Chances are, it was because you took on too much, said yes to things you didn't really want to do, or didn't prioritize your own needs. We've all been there, right? You're drowning in emails, juggling multiple deadlines, trying to please everyone around you, and then bam. You hit a wall. Now imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized because you had a good night's sleep and dedicated the morning to something you truly enjoy, like reading, working out, or simply sipping your coffee in peace. Throughout the day, you say no to unnecessary commitments, delegate tasks when possible, and prioritize projects that align with your goals. By setting those boundaries, you reclaim control of your time and energy, leaving room for things that truly matter. You feel more present, less stressed, and ultimately happier. That's the power of saying no. It's not about being selfish, it's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So go out there, my friends, set those boundaries, say no with confidence, and watch your world transform. Want to share your own no stories or struggles? Head over to our social media pages, find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever platform floats your boat. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you've got this. And I'll see you right back here tomorrow for another dose of mental muscle building.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.